Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's, you had a hell of a season, right? The Caps were red hot. Ovi's streak. Gretzky starts traveling around with you. It was really pretty special. The ending was kind of bittersweet, though. You know, let's face facts. They were outclassed by the Hurricanes in that series. How do you remember this past Cap season?
I'm going to remember a 50th anniversary season, and it's almost storybook in the way it happens, right? We're celebrating a 50th anniversary season from the get-go with the different eras, and I thought the organization did a brilliant, brilliant job of putting together a number of special events around the entire 50th celebration. And then you have a player challenging an all-time record and ultimately eclipsing an all-time record. And oh, by the way, a team that many thought was maybe on the edge of a playoff participant go out and run away with the Metro and win the Eastern Conference going away. I'm going to remember all that positive stuff. At the end, I would say the last month, last 6 weeks, you could tell that the group was slipping, especially offensively for me. They were nowhere near as productive as they were in October, November, December as they were down the stretch. And I think that winds up biting them, of course, in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm not sure the Capitals were very good against Montreal, and they were not good at all, in my opinion, approaching their game against Carolina. Was it to be expected? You know, I heard you and Locker talking in the last segment. The matchup is not friendly. Carolina is not a friendly matchup for Washington. And to me, Florida is just a bigger, badder Carolina.
Right.
So I think Washington went as far as it could with regard to a second-round appearance. Do I think the future is bright? Absolutely. And I heard you guys discussing some of the prospects, and we can go into it some more if you'd like. But, yeah, you're likely to do this in a year or two from now without the greatest goal scorer of all time. And, no, you don't have a bona fide, like Locker was speaking of, surefire 40-plus goal scorer. I don't think you have that in the mix right now. Maybe you go out and get that once money frees up. But I like where this team is headed. I love the coaching staff, top to bottom. And for Spencer to win the Coach of the Year, I thought it was extremely deserving. And I thought the NHL Broadcast Association got that one right. No disrespect to Scott Arneil in Winnipeg, nor anybody else who was considered. Spencer did a fabulous job. He and his coaches will have this team going well in the future.
Joe, I thought it was really cool. I had a show immediately after Alex Ovechkin broke the record, and I played your call of the first goal of his career and then playing your call of him breaking the record. How cool has it been to be along for that entire ride, and also so cool for the NHL to allow you to be on the call and have you there, because it was only right to play your call of that game, that record-breaking goal. How cool has it been, that ride with Ovi?
Guys, it's the treat of a professional lifetime. You know, I've been involved in professional hockey since 1989. I got my first NHL break at age 28. To see what this guy has done in the last 21 years has been extraordinary. And to be in some way a part of the soundtrack of what he has done, it's an honor for the rest of my career and my lifetime. For him to do what he did last year, you can't help but be emotional about it.
Sure.
Obviously, with what Locker was going through, It's not all about Joe Beninati. Please, Toby, understand that it's about Monumental Sports Network. We have photographers and graphics personnel and producers and directors and cameramen, et cetera, et cetera. We have people who've been connected to Alex for all of his career. And it would have been very difficult, I think, for us to not have had at least some live part of that record-breaking accomplishment. And we all felt that way. Thankfully, Caps management believed in that. Monumental Sports Network believed in that. Ownership, the fans had an incredible outpouring of support for us. We would love to have Monumental on that call. And it just turned out that the hockey gods, I thought they were going to do it all the way in that Chicago home game where Alex gets the 2-2. I thought that was going to be the perfect hat trick.
When he had their late breakaway,
oh, my
too.
God, it was right there.
That place was electric, too.
But thankfully, you know, the organization, Lou Strudler, who's so involved with schedule making, ownership went to bat for us. The league, thankfully, gave us the accommodation. Thanks to TNT, thanks to ESPN for allowing us to have that side-by-side nature to it. We had made plans to do it in an archival fashion.
Yeah.
It would have been in long time ago, Toby, we would have called it live to tape. You know, there was that possibility there for us, but thankfully we didn't need that. Alex cooperates. Alex gets it done when Locker's back off the injured list, so to speak. Everything turned out right. To me, for 50th anniversary season, it almost had a storybook kind of feel to it. It would have been a fairy tale had they won the Stanley Cup, but they did extremely well.
I totally agree with you. You know, I got to be up in New York for NBC4 to cover that game, and it was a really special time, being there against the Blackhawks and then being there the next game. We are talking with our friend Joe Beninati, joining us here at Norbeck Country Club for the Locker Family Foundation Charity Golf Classic. Now, Joe B., I got to ask you a personal question. You are an accomplished sommelier. You know your way around some wine.
Yes.
How do you feel about a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull?
So here's the deal. It took me 40 years of my life to get an appreciation for wine. Had no interest in it when I was younger. It's one of the great laments of my life that my dad was a wine drinker, and I never liked wine enough to drink it with my father.
Mm.
One of the great laments is he's not here with us nowadays when I love wine, and I would just wonder, after he would get through socking me in the jaw for telling him some of the prices that I paid for these bottles, would he have genuinely liked them? This is a long-winded way of saying I have no interest yet, still to this day, vodka, bourbon, scotch.
Really?
Gin.
Any of it?
I don't like any of the hard liquors yet. Maybe when I'm 80, that'll come around. But I'll gladly support Scotty's for what they do with you guys.
Yeah, we love Scotty's. It goes well with Red Bull. It goes well with soda. It goes well with lots of things. Not that we really needed more evidence that Brian Mitchell's nuts, but he's currently riding a bicycle to Dewey Beach.
I heard this.
I've played golf with him twice in the past week. Both days have been very warm, very humid. You know that B. Mitch is now just drinking red wine out of a plastic cup on the golf course?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You guys said he's sort of wired built differently.
He's different.
He's now drinking red wine out of a solo cup on the golf course.
And it's 92 degrees and humid.
I genuinely love wine now. I really love pairing food with wine. That's really what's made it have a great impact upon me. And more than anything, it's become friendship and family and love. I don't drink it by myself. I drink it with you guys. But there's no way that I'm going to sit there and say that that's my refreshing beverage of choice on a golf course.
Right.
Like, I'm not a huge beer guy, but the first beer on the golf course or off the golf course is absolutely amazing.
That one hits.
You're not going to serve red wine that cold to refresh you. No.
I'll let you take it up. I'll let you take it up with him.
Oh, but my God.
It was something.
Really?
It's so hot, and it just, like, one thing if it was, you know, a Chardonnay and put some ice in there,
yeah,
this is just
you see,
Merlot.
The thing is, with all these white wines now, and I'm buying more white Burgundy than I ever did, I like them genuinely when they come closer to room temperature. I think we serve white wine a little bit too cold, in my mind, here, but still, that's more refreshing than a red wine out of a bottle, out of a solo cup on a 92-degree day. I can't go with you on that one. I can't.
Yeah, he's a different guy. I don't know exactly how you're going with that. Joe, going forward for the Capitals, we were talking about this with Locker a little bit, with some of the young guys really taking a step forward this year. How do you make sure you keep those guys at that level, like a Protas, a McMichael, even a Chychrun coming over and playing really, really well? How do you keep some of those young guys so that they're taking steps forward?
Yeah, it's a great question, Toby, and I do genuinely, having gotten to know those guys, they burn. Professional athletes such as the guys you were mentioning burn to get better, burn to improve. And, yes, was Alexei Protas a surprise low 30 goal scorer? Without a doubt. I think he was perhaps the most improved player in all the NHL. I think he'll want to prove to people that that wasn't just some figment of people's imagination, that he does deserve to be in that goal-scoring department and that he's someone you can depend upon. Jacob Chychrun, to me, is a player who has the offensive capabilities to be in every Norris Trophy kind of discussion. Is he Cale Makar in Colorado? No, but he's not far off from that. And he had a couple of instances during the Stanley Cup playoffs, and especially one game in particular. It might have been the final game of the Carolina series, where he took over the second period like few people can. I know he got paid handsomely. I don't think he's just going to sit there back on his wallet and go, okay, I'm good. Connor McMichael has a very interesting future ahead. Is it as a left-wing scorer, or is it as a dependable two-way third-line center? You know, I heard Locker talking about how Florida is built down the middle, how all the great Stanley Cup champions are built down the middle. That was true for Washington in 2018 when you could start your center dimension with Kuznetsov, Backstrom, when Barkov and Bennett and Lundell are 1, 2, and 3 in Florida. You understand why they're as good as they are. Does McMichael drop into that slot and allow you to go Pierre-Luc Dubois, Strom, McMichael, Dowd for another couple of more years? That's awfully good down the middle. That's a good place to start. Those three guys, plus what we have, I think, what the Caps have in the pipeline, the future's going to be bright here. Yeah, there's going to be a time where number 8 isn't scoring 40-plus goals, and I don't want to see that happen, but that time is coming. It's coming soon. But I really do think they have a future that's bright afterwards.
That voice you hear, you already know it, because it's Joe B., voice of the Capitals, kind enough to join us here at Norback Country Club in honor of the Lachlan Family Foundation golf tournament. Mentioned Chychrun there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're into it or not, but Paul Bissonnette, I have found to be delightful. He's crazy, but I love it. He's made me a bigger hockey fan, honestly.
That's a wonderful thing.
And he was on a podcast I was listening to, and he brought up Chychrun's diet, his eating habits.
Yeah.
He seems to be an interesting fella. Does he eat steak every day?
He's an extremely interesting fella. There are, and again, I can't get too much into depth in it because I haven't fully discussed it with him. I've heard the stories, and I've seen some things, and I've listened to him speak with Katie Florio on the Caps radio network about the way he and his wife approach their food. And a lot of it, if I'm not mistaken, is specifically like farm to table.
Yeah.
And
it seems like it might be like farm to hand.
Yes.
Like,
but it's difficult when we go on the road. So there's some exceptions there, sure, obviously, when the team's on the road. But he takes it very seriously. And if you've ever seen the guy in person, fellas, we are talking about Doc Walker would call him a specimen. This is a physical specimen. So however he's eating, however he's training, follow him, because that's a body beautiful right there.
Yeah. He and I, there's a lot of similarities there, I would say. with, Locker earlier pronounced that he's rooting for the Pacers in Game 7.
I heard that.
Which I was not expecting. Or do you have a lean? Thunder Pacers Game 7.
First of all, I can't believe, I thought this was supposed to be over in like, the series are going to be over in three.
Everybody's, yeah, right. The way people were talking about
it. No, there's no chance that Indiana can hang with OKC. OKC wins Game 7, but cheers to the Pacers for keeping it close and obviously becoming a fan of Craig Lachlan.
How about Locker being a Pacer fan?
Craziness. I'm a fan of the Lachlan Family Foundation. JP, you realize what they've done now since 2018. All of a sudden, there are young men and women who are studying at incredible colleges and universities for future cures to cancer, and they're doing so on Lachlan Family Foundation grants. JP Finley
awesome.
Is studying at Johns Hopkins on a Lachlan Family Foundation
That's
grant.
Awesome.
Congratulations to the Lachlans and to everybody here and to everybody who has supported Craig and the foundation. Linda can't be strong enough in my eyes, and they've done amazing work, and they're doing so again today.
Well said, Joe. Thank you for the time. Go low today, man. I see it. I see it in your eyes.
I'm working on it.
All right. The great, the legendary Joe Beninati joining us from Norbeck Country Club at the Lachlan Family Foundation Charity Golf Classic. When we come back, there's a whole bunch of serious, serious college basketball coaches in the DMV. I'll explain. Nobody go anywhere.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.